temporary autonomous arts that, it's temporary, it's only there for a short amount of time. It's autonomous, there aren't any leaders, there's like obviously grouped through, people have their roles, but there is no hierarchy. And arts in the generalist sense of the word that involves like visual art through to music, through to like sort of conceptual stuff, through to everything basically.
I mean, skill sharing and workshops.
And it's skill sharing and workshops as well. I mean, officially, we don't have any political opinion, but, like, the fact that it is outside the normal network actually sort of pushes some kind of opinion onto it, generally.
So the building that the TAA is happening in, is it squatted?
Yeah, it is squatted. We've had a couple of policemen come round and actually being like, yeah, carry on, mate, more power to your elbow, which is really nice. I mean, at the moment, squatting is legal. There's plans. I can't remember the actual name of the bill at the moment. Was it aggravated trespass that is meant to make this sort of thing more illegal that they're planning in the future? And I really like more people to know that this is actually what squatting is really about. It's about, like, I mean, we've got huge problems of homelessness.
It's one thing that squatting's about.
It's obviously about having somewhere to live as well.
Basically, with temporary autonomous arts, we're trying to show with squatting that it's not just about having somewhere to live. We're also opening spaces for other people to come down and take it upon themselves to be creative with spaces and reclaim spaces. The law might change soon. I don't think it'll affect things too much as the Criminal Justice Act. I didn't see the effects of it in 94. I was too young. I wasn't squatting back then. But I think the same thing will happen. It's, you know, it'll give it a knock, but I don't think it'll actually stop people from squatting because there aren't enough homes for everyone, quite frankly, and there aren't enough spaces for people to do the things they need to do, and there aren't enough things laid out. Like, the government haven't given us the means to entertain ourselves, really, apart from a few football pitches for kids here and there. Like, it's just not enough. So a few of us, you know, we'll take it upon ourselves to open buildings, and, well, not even just buildings, open sites, and you know, allow people to come and express themselves.
Last year was really good, and so is this year, to be honest. I think that's all you can really say about the progression here. Obviously, we've had, like, you know, we've had fallouts and arguments about everything, getting everything organised, but, you know, when it actually comes together, you all sort of make your peace and you realise what it was you were fighting for.
It's part of your learning curve. It's all part of your learning curve.
So what's happened so far and what's planned for the rest of the weekend?
So far it's been setting up the space. It was really difficult because we pretty much were working with a shell. The building crew didn't have very much to work with in the way of buildings. Plumbing, electrics weren't very hot in most places. Installing art. I think this year less artists have got involved. I think the time of year, I think maybe this time
the same time of year as last year, but
I think it's a little closer to festival season, which has just impacted slightly, but it's still definitely having it. We'll be having a Manchester TAA in November time. London TAA just went off, it was smashing. Big up Temporary Autonomous Arts.